Now, back to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101 KXL.
And we continue our conversation on the economy with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, based right here in Lake Oswego, Oregon. And Pat, you touched on derivatives in the last segment. I want to go back to that before we move on, because an interesting statistic I shared with you this past week: between 1892 and 1911, at least 53 bills were introduced by Congress to stifle speculation and derivatives trading, but none of them became law. Same thing going on right now. There's nothing moving through to regulate that. And I this may be a stupid question, but go ahead and answer it. Why is that?
Well, you know, I guess I would default to the idea that derivatives and are tremendously profitable for the financial industry. I think they do serve a useful purpose in the economy, but we've talked before that shadow banking accounted for over half of all the credit outstanding at the time that the bubble burst. It is still a significant amount of our financial system, and because it is so profitable, there is a great deal of political pressure not to regulate it. And that political pressure takes the form of contributions by Wall Street to various candidates. And I don't want to come across like I think there's a massive conspiracy out there. This is how our system works. I mean, and it's worked well for us for a couple hundred years. But I do think that it isn't in the best interest of everyone to have derivatives unregulated. It's not in the best interest of the country or the economy, despite the fact that there are significant political contributions being wielded to by lobbyists to staunch any sort of reform. So this is one of those moments, I think, in our history and in our economic development where we have to. We have to take a step back and say, look, you know, we're going to have to do what's in the best interest of the country and not maybe our donors. So we'll see what happens here. And I know I'm coming across like a conspiracy theorist, but it is hard to explain why we haven't addressed this issue. It is problematic, and it is not being addressed.
Yeah, that's for sure. Let's shift gears, Pat, and talk about real estate. Bring us up to speed here on the closeout of 2011. I know all real estate's local. We'll have John DaCosta joining us from Keller Williams here in about 10 minutes to talk more about this. But any changes to your forecast that the turnaround would come in 2015? I noticed the Wall Street Journal surveyed economists a week or so ago, and they said maybe 2016 now. What's your feeling on that?
I'm still pretty confident that it'll come in 2015. And I think what happens here is that most models, you know, they show straight line consumption. And what happens in real estate, like with any optional and discretional choice, is that if you are more optimistic, you tend to move quicker. And when real estate prices stabilize and start to appreciate a little bit, I think there's significant pent-up demand that will accelerate consumption of unoccupied homes. And I think we'll get back into balance and start improving fairly dramatically. So I guess I'm looking more of a hockey stick approach, maybe not exactly a hockey stick, but I think that the correction accelerates as it occurs because of the psychology.
You know, it's interesting, too. I talked to John DaCosta off the air, and he mentioned that he's seeing many people who, you know, have jobs and have money in the higher end are now jumping into the market because they think things have turned around. Have you seen that as well?
Well, I think we're seeing a surprisingly strong resale market right now. I didn't anticipate it continuing into winter like it has. Obviously, refi market's been strong because low interest rates. Freddie Mac quoted 3.94% yesterday on 30-year fixed. Mm. So money is, the price of the mortgages is very attractive. The availability of housing is very attractive, and people are taking advantage of that. Interestingly, Fannie, we've quoted before, but Fannie Mae does consumer preference surveys, and there's been very little, if any, degradation in people's desire to own a home. I mean, there hasn't been any meaningful change in America about the desirability of owning a home. It is more a function of the market and concern over price and having a job. And I think, people are starting to sense that we are in the trough, that most of the price declines have occurred. There are some areas in which they continue to occur, which, the problematic states where you have a significant amount of underwater mortgages, California, Nevada, Arizona, Florida. But in other states, we're starting to see some stability, and people are starting to step in and say these are attractive prices, and money is very inexpensive right now, so they're buying homes.
Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, joining us here on FM News 101. Talk about the economy here in the couple minutes we have left, Pat. I'm with you. I feel that, it's going to be a grinded out year probably next year once again. But I'm optimistic. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We see our agribusiness sector really picking up. We're doing a lot to, obviously in your old hometown there, Williston, South or North Dakota, talking about, what's going on with the fuel in the U.S. And there's so many positives out there. I think that, you have to look out 5 years and think things are going to be pretty good.
I think they are. What's going on right now is we're seeing the United States become kind of I heard the expression, the best house on a bad block.
Yeah.
And the United States right now is where people are putting their money because it's safe, it's secure, it is the strongest economy. And I think we're going to see growth next year despite all the issues. We will see a positive economic growth. It will be impacted by Europe, and there will be other issues that will impact the economy. It's going to be a bit of a process to get back to normal, but we are a very attractive economy. We still are the world leader in technology. We're the world leader in airplane manufacturing. We still have a significant auto sector. We export tremendous amount of knowledge and services. Things could be a lot worse. I'm getting cautiously optimistic, and I think we're on our way up.
Hey, real quick, 10 seconds. Is the 2012 election the most important one in American history?
Well, Brian, and I apologize for coughing on the air here, but I've said that three times since I became of age. I said that in 1968, I said that in 1980, and I'm saying it again in 2012. So it is a very meaningful election because I think we're going to have a real conversation about the economy, about the government's role in the economy, and about what's best for our citizens. And whatever we decide, we decide. But I think it will be a very meaningful election because we're going to have a conversation about the economy.
It will be interesting to see how it plays out. Pat, have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for your involvement in our show. We'll talk to you again next year. More Business Briefing after a quick break.